Danfoss America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Charlotte Iserby, who is a past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement of the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration. She is an acknowledged international expert in the area of education, in terms of particularly discussing things like outcome-based education, the role of B.F. Skinner in the negative role of B.F. Skinner in regard to U.S. educational ideology. She's written several pamphlets on this subject, including one in 1989 entitled Soviets in the Classroom, America's Latest Education Fad, which covered the details of the U.S.-Soviet and Carnegie-Soviet education agreements, which remain in effect to this day. Again, you can find her websites at www.deliberatedumbingdown.com. and also www.americandeception.com. Charlotte, back to where we were before the last break, talking about this whole thing, I guess what I'm picking up on is that it seems to me that regionalism is a prelude to the establishment of a full-blown world government, that in fact this regionalism and this move, the stepping stones, the building blocks toward world government, are an attempt by internationalist corporatist structures to control banking, to control commerce, to control markets, to control raw materials, and in essence, to control people's minds in regard to what they read and what they don't read, and in regard to an educational process that begins at the earliest ages and involves people being selected through centralized testing processes to participate according to corporatist demands in this or that workforce arena, that workforce the placement or slotting agency, and that the entire educational process then is woven around those kinds of centralized decision-making processes that are in effect made by people other than the individuals and the parental structures involved, and that then you have an educational process that facilitates the acceptance, conscious or unconscious, of the entire globalist agenda, which by definition, it seems to me, would then exclude certain other educational subjects and materials from ever being considered by that educational system. Is all of this fundamentally correct at this
point? Oh, yes. I mean, you have a wonderful grasp of it. I mean, your listeners are lucky to have you, because there are many people involved in educational research who don't know how to put it together like that. But that is exactly what we're looking at. And, you know, before we have mentioned B.F. Skinner, and I think that a very important quote of his is, there are a couple of quotes that are important. All of these are on my website. But one is, I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. And that's very important, because the mastery learning was the beginning, the first program to deal with the use of operant conditioning. All of this bypasses the brain. That's why children aren't thinking anymore. Adults aren't thinking. They can't think. But he said that, and that quote, I noticed it in a article in the Washington Post, I think in 1970, is when they put the mastery learning into the District of Columbia schools. And there was a former commissioner of education, Dietrich, I think, a good guy, who subsequently, or prior to that, had been to the Soviet Union to check. And he said, children are not cogs, machines. We mustn't do this. This was the feeling back then. The U.S. Department of Office of Ed didn't want any part of this kind of training. For the workforce.
We will be back for a much longer segment of conversation with Charlotte Iserby when Mark Dankos America returns from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Charlotte Iserby, past Senior Policy Advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement of the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration, talking about outcome-based education, workforce-based education, regionalization, globalization, the New World Order, and how the American educational system is facilitating a change in this country's culture and political scene that is obviously not to the liking of most of us as we examine what this is and what it's doing to us as a society. We have a caller for Charlotte. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Charlotte Iserby. Go ahead, sir. Still there, Bob? I guess I don't hear him. Charlotte, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. Listen, in terms of what we were talking about, this 1970 article that appeared in the Washington Post that was describing B.F. Skinner a little bit and describing how a Skinnerian-based educational model as of 1970 was being imposed upon the D.C. public school system. What basically have been the results of that in the last 35 years?
Well, it's a tragedy. I mean, that my book does go all the way through that. And before I go on with this, I want people to know that there's a little book I wrote called Back to Basics Reform or Skinnerian International Curriculum, and then there are dots and a little asterisk. It says, necessary for United States participation in a one-world socialist system by the years of the early 21st century. Now, that was a tiny book, 39 pages, and that book was boycotted by the conservative leadership. That book is very tiny, and people, it's free on my website. You could download it on Deliberate Dumbing Down, okay? That book is terribly, terribly important. A former teacher who had to go through this Skinnerian training, she got me involved in the late 70s on this subject. And she was going to do all the research and write a book and everything, and she finally had to get out of education. And that, her story is a long one. Her name is Ann Herzer. And if you look in the index of my book, you'll see all of her wonderful writing. But she told me when I wrote that book, and I couldn't believe it because it is a good little book, and it's loaded with information about what they did during the Reagan years to put the system in. But she said, Charlotte, this is the most important book that's ever been written on education. Now, that's the little book, folks, the 59-pager. Now, when the conservatives boycotted that book, I got it around quite a lot. I think there were 60,000 copies all over the country. But when they boycotted that, I thought, well, what is going on? They got the word out. Well, nobody can understand it. What's she talking about, huh? And anyway, they boycotted it. And then I went out, across the country speaking for 10 years or something, and I put together this, 700-page book? I thought, okay, look, this is going to get out. It has to get out. But the point here is that this is terrible, what the conservative leadership did. They wanted this system in. And I can assure you, I was a liaison with the White House in 1981 on the public-private partnerships. And I went over to the White House and I asked them, I said, what are you doing here? I'm not highly educated, but isn't a public-private partnership corporate fascism? And they said, oh, I guess we just don't know. Nobody thought of that, huh? Well, now, folks out there, you may think that sounds innocent. We're talking today, Mark and I, about the loss of local control and the loss of your right to determine what's good for your children. When you have a public-private partnership, it sounds so nice, doesn't it? It's lethal, because once the elected officials are working with the corporate sector, what happens when your child is at the work site and cuts his finger off? Who is responsible? Once you have these partnerships, our elective form of government goes straight down the tubes. So please do not support any form of partnership. Absolutely. Now, this happened under Ronald Reagan. And at the same time, it's in my book, there was an article in the Washington Post about a task force that was set up by Weinberger and a few others, Reagan-appointed people, to change our economic system. Now, all of this information is in those two books. There's another very important document that I always love that happens to be in AmericanDeception.com, because AmericanDeception.com differs from the Deliberate Dumbing Down. AmericanDeception.com, they are scanned, actual photographs of documents going back 200 years. And there's one of them is a favorite of mine, which is education. It's a meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, of the 50 state school superintendents in the 70s. And they invited in the Secretary of Labor and some very important writers and thinkers, philosophers, et cetera, for 1 week. And they're holed up in this probably gorgeous hotel, everything paid for by you. That paper was such dynamite. It's on AmericanDeception.com, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You could type that into the search engine. They planned this whole thing then. I mean, it was planned long before by Carnegie. But that, you see, they keep having these task force reports. I was with on the Nation at Risk Commission. I mean, I was a staff member in the early 80s. That's when the whole, this whole restructuring, this whole standards movement, standards ask what, standards always, sounds good, doesn't it? That whole thing started in my office, the Nation at Risk, the Commission on Excellence, right? Commission on Excellence. I was in the, I complained back then. Nobody liked me very much. I kept saying, what are you doing? Who determines the standards? The state? The federal government? Huh? I got into that great big grant that I was fired for leaking, and I leaked it because I couldn't stand what I saw in it, where they came right out and they said, what we can control from my office, at the federal level, what we can control and manipulate at the local level. They were even giving money to train school board members, this is my office, in how to put outcomes-based education effective schools in across the country. And I said at a staff meeting, I said, what are you doing under Ronald Reagan? I said, I'm a former school board member. What's going on here? So you can imagine I wasn't very popular. But before I leaked the document, I got all the other documents out. You know, you don't have to be very bright to do that. I knew I was going to get fired. And I got them all out. Then I got fired, and then I went home, and then I put the documents in the book, some of them. But the point here is that don't you believe a word coming out of the conservatives. I mean, I'm talking about the major ones. This is a tragedy as far as I'm concerned because they were my friends, and I trusted them. The most important thing right now, you know, if Mark had only had 1 minute for me to speak to you today, I would say, look, you're not going to be able to change anything until you understand that the Republican and Democratic parties are the same at the top, and they have the same agenda. Absolutely.
Which is,
that's the
which
most
is basically,
important thing.
Yes, absolutely. And it seems to me that we can, excuse me, we can see both of these political parties as basic extensions of an internationalist multi-corporate cabal that includes all kinds of things up to and including, in my judgment at least, this is not the evaluation of our guests necessarily this morning, but I would include the Israeli lobby in all of this.
Oh, God, are you kidding? I wasn't going to get onto that because, but, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and it clearly it seems to me that we've kind of come full circle with this, that whether you're looking at American educational policy or you're looking at American foreign policy, it seems that they're largely driven by the same forces,
yes,
and that the educational policy is designed to ensure, among other things, that you and I remain compliant in what they're doing in regard to foreign policy and issues of war and peace and issues of the continued creation of the basic building blocks headed toward world government. And I know that among these that Charlotte cited the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union, which quite clearly, when you read what has come out on this, is but another step toward a full-blown world government where the United States would cease to exist in any sense of the word as an independent nation state under the Constitution. So this is where it is. And it seems to me that those who have observed that the American educational system is increasingly built on a globalist one-world mentality, I think that that's demonstrable. The second thing is getting back to what Charlotte has been sharing with us about B.F. Skinner. I remember in a psychology laboratory at Valparaiso University in Indiana a generation ago, I was being trained a little bit in some of the basics of Skinnerian behaviorism by utilizing rats in a maze and getting rats to either turn left or right in this maze or to go straight ahead, depending on the withholding of rewards or the imposition of punishments or the bestowal of rewards. And in this regard, you had basically people like me playing the role of central planner, trying to get these rats to do whatever I wanted them to do on the basis of two or three basic responses that were being sought out for these rats. And to me, thinking about those rats running around that maze and the utilization of food and water and giving it or withholding it is the basis of getting the rats to absolutely obey one's every command is a rather frightening model, a rather frightening metaphor for what seems to be going on in the entire country as it relates to American education and to an agenda that has absolutely nothing to do with the founding fathers of this country. We'll be back with a couple of callers for Charlotte Itzerby. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Charlotte Itzerby, who is a past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement at the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration. We've been talking about outcome-based education. We've been talking about B.F. Skinner. We've been talking about globalization, and the way in which both of the major political parties in this country are instruments in the implementation of a new world order. And, of course, educational policy is a major component from cradle to grave in facilitating what these planned central policy people have in mind for you and me in the days that are ahead. And I have a couple of other questions that I'd like to ask Charlotte this morning. But before I do, I'd like to turn to a caller. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankos and Charlotte Itzerby. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, we made it this time.
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Charlotte and Mark.
Good morning.
Charlotte, I'd just like to stand up and say thanks for all your tireless efforts and for attending all of these meetings. And your voice is one of experience. You've attended these meetings, and you see the influence that a variety of entities have as far as the educational process and actually every process that's going on in our world today. And I would like for you, because you do have the experience, to set aside the three entities that we know as the State of Israel, the City of London, and the Vatican, that I consider to be three fraudulently incorporated entities that serve to destroy the freedom of the people of the world. All three, I think, are fascist states. And, you know, when I look at what's going on, you know, and the double speak and the double think that occurs, I was raised Catholic. And I'm bringing this up because I know Jim Condit's going to be on tomorrow. And I was taught to call these people father that were committed to celibacy. And I think about the brain damage that, you know, not that it's a big deal, but it's a falsehood. It's a fraud. It's just like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. And we're weaned on small frauds and brought up to accept large frauds like the compromise in D.C., I want to mention that I was watching a video on Google. It was a demonstration of Hitler's authority and all these – it was a parade. And in the front of the parade was this Roman goddess of war that's exactly the same one that's on top of the Capitol building in D.C. And right behind it was the eagle, just like we have on our 55 and 57-cent stamp. And we have the fascists right in the Hall of Congress – and I'm wondering, why is it that we have so much trouble recognizing the state that we're in?
Well, I think that the major problem is that we haven't been taught what form of government we're meant to be, economic system. That's what I've always said. I mean, if you don't know what you have, why should you care if someone takes away something you didn't even know you had?
Well, you know, when I think of you and Paul Craig Roberts – both being within the Reagan administration, people were still naive enough at that time to believe that Reagan was a straight shooter, but his old lady went to astrologers, and George Herbert Walker Bush was his vice president, mm-hmm. almost against his will, from what I understand. But the fact still remains he attended Bohemian Grove, and basically he was just a puppet that sat there while Bush implemented rogue elements of the CIA, and but I can understand how good people could be fooled. But I think what Americans in general need to do is step back away from the organizations that they're a part of and take a good, objective look at them and say, am I just following party politics or is it just my religion? You know, I think of a 7-year-old or 8-year-old kid putting his little hand over his heart and pledging allegiance to this flag. It sickens me. I think, what are they doing to a 7-year-old kid? Why does a 7-year-old kid need to pledge allegiance to anything? Why don't they give him a chance to figure out something?
I agree with you. I think that, I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show, but Americans have just got to turn the TV off and go and sit on their back porch in the rain and have all noise out of their head and think and let their minds take them where the brilliant mind possibly will take them, because it's we're totally conditioned society. It's almost too far gone, I think, to be able to do much. But the young people, if we can save them, perhaps they could, you know, reverse this dreadful situation from, you know, George Orwell warned us about totalitarian systems and how once we let it go, that's it. That's the dark. You know, the heavy hand is on us, the foot of totalitarianism, and we will not. That's forever, he said. That is forever, and that's where we're going. But I think you're absolutely correct that you're talking about the three centers of power, and I'm inclined to agree, although I happen to be a very traditional Catholic. But I do agree. As a Catholic, I've had to do some real examining myself, and London. And you've got New York, and I don't know what the other thing was you mentioned, the Federal Reserve, the UN.
State of Israel.
Power. Israel, of course. Excuse me, I forgot the number one. Absolutely. So it's a good call, and I think your ideas are Certainly worthwhile. Very good ideas.
We'll be back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Charlotte Iserby. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Charlotte Iserby, who is an educational expert, a past educational official in the first Reagan administration, someone whose works, I think, are absolutely essential to our larger understanding of what is going on in this country right now and what it means. You can find her websites at www.deliberatedumbingdown.com. and also www.americandeception.com. I'm going to be trying to post some of Charlotte's work on the front page of Breaking All the Rules News in the next day or so, so those of you who read BATR can have direct accessibility to the URLs that will lead you to these places. But again, it's www.deliberatedumbingdown.com and www.americandeception.com. Charlotte, I read your article on the devil's seven-pronged fork, that was posted with Elizabeth Wright's newswithviews.com. And we've covered a little bit of this, of course, in our conversation in the last hour or two. But in regard to this seven-prong fork, I wanted to mention these to the listeners. Prong one is semantic deception. And prong two, as I'm going down the page, is the constant use of German philosopher Georg Wilhelm Hegel's dialectic in moving persons toward predetermined goals and objectives. Now, you know, this came up just a little bit in my conversation the other day with Jackie Petru, but you covered, I think, in more detail in this particular paper. What are the implications of this Hegelian dialectic in regard to this larger political problem that we're looking at?
Well, I could just say this. I go out on a big limb every time I speak. I don't go out speaking much anymore, but over the past 15 years around the country, I would always say after I finished my speech, anybody in this room who can prove to me that some very important event or proposal or whatever has not been, and I mean important, deliberately created in order to get people to scream, right, and then they impose their solution, right? Anybody can prove that to me, that there is anything that has happened that has been big that has not been carefully planned, so that you create the problem, the people scream, and then you can impose any solution you want on them. And I've said, I'll give them $1,000. I'll give you $1,000 if you can point to one particular thing. All right, NAFTA or the creation of the U.S. Department of Ed, or the school-to-work agenda going in now, never could have gone in if they hadn't had the catastrophe in the academics, huh? And nobody has ever taken me up on that.
Yes, yeah, so it's in essence, you create a problem, in this case an educational crisis,
right,
in order that when the crisis occurs and people become concerned, you then bring in the imposed preconceived, predetermined solution, quote-unquote,
right,
that advances the move toward a centralized, globalist, managed world.
Absolutely. And that solution would never have been acceptable to the people had the problem not been deliberately created in order to get them to be uncomfortable and to accept whatever. And this happens time after time. I mean, look at your local level. Look at the local level. The further you get, you know, like saying the quote, you know, from the communist Zeitlin for regionalism. I mean, regionalism is a perfect example of how you can get people to accept regionalism. They'll create such a problem with taxes that people are screaming, and then they'll say, oh, well, look, why don't we just consolidate? You know, we'll consolidate all of the towns in Cumberland County in southern Maine. That's a big county. We're going to consolidate all of them, and they're going to save so much money. And all these pathetic elected officials, this happened 2 months ago, huh? We're very important for regional government here in the state of Maine. Number one, I think, in the country for the consolidation of schools right now. Education Week has written us up. But we always have been. Edwin Muskie, who was our governor way back 20 years ago, they called him Mr. Metro. And he said, in regard to carving the country into 10 regions, he said, we never could have done it. The Democrats never could have done it. We had to go to Nixon to get him to do it. And that goes back to what we were talking about before. If the Democrats can't get it, they give it to the Republicans to get it. But regionalism was brought about. The major move was Nixon. And, okay, look, there we've got a good Republican again, don't we? But anyway, you were asking me about the dialectic. It's vital. The dialectic is key. And as I pointed out in my little article, it was so simple, putting a red sweater in with my husband's white shirts into the laundry. And this was before I knew anything about the dialectic. I didn't know what I was doing. If I had wanted never to do laundry again, that's exactly what one would do, isn't it? Your husband's not going to tolerate a red sweater in with his white shirts in hot water for very long. Well, that happened with me, and I did it unknowingly, and not only my husband, but my two sons. They have never let me do laundry since then. Now, if I never want to do laundry again, isn't that what I do?
Sure, absolutely.
I think it's hysterical. I had an email from a friend, from Debbie Niwa, who wrote that marvelous Emerging North American Union. She said, "Oh, Charlotte, after your article comes out, there are going to be an awful lot of pink undershirts and sweatshirts all over the country."
Yes, absolutely. almost as guaranteed as the next false flag incident, which will produce the next state of domestic repression in the United States, including states of presidential emergency and new acts authorizing quote unquote new forms of surveillance of citizens. I mean, you can as I think of your educational models and the way in which you've alerted us to things like semantic deception and gradualism and Hegelian dialectic. I can clearly see how those methodologies used in the educational arena have in turn been utilized in the foreign policy arena and in the area of the creation of domestic police state and so forth,
yes,
and a controlled economy. I mean, it all comes together when we understand the basic methodologies and the building blocks that are used for what is the final goal. And I can't stress enough, as I listen to your analysis of this, and again, I'm referring people to DeliberateDumbingDown.com and also AmericanDeception.com as a couple of Charlotte's websites, that you can really see how the whole Republican-Democrat dialectic has been consistently used by the controlled news media to get people to vote for one person or another. You look at a person like me with where I stand now in the political spectrum, I suspect very compatible, Charlotte, with where you're coming from.
Oh, absolutely.
I look back at my own involvement with the Republican Party. I was a chairman in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle. I was the chairman of the state legislative district, the 36th legislative district, the largest of its type in the state. I was involved in the old days with constantly reading Human Events and National Review. And that whole shtick leading up to the time when I was a delegate to a couple of Texas State Republican conventions. And finally, after I turned 40, finally wised up a little bit, and I thought to myself, you know, after all of these years of voting for Reagan because he wasn't Carter, or voting for Ford because he wasn't Carter, or voting for Bush because he wasn't Dukakis, and so forth and so on, finally arrived at this realization that I had been duped, and that we have more government, more globalization, more cultural decadence, personal accountability, and arguably an educational system that is far worse today than it was when Ronald Reagan first took office. And that's thanks to the success in recent years of so-called republicanism. And, boy, this business of the Hegelian dialectic really comes into play in this. And watch for it, folks. You're going to see it again. They're already doing it in terms of the way in which people of this war went out and voted largely for Democratic candidates. Lo and behold, here we are with a Democrat Congress and a Republican president. You look at Nancy Pelosi, for example. You look at Steny Hoyer and the bells sounding recently on behalf of the Israeli lobby. It begins to look increasingly clear that this Hegelian dialectic has a lot to do with my dad's old model for me in terms of pointing out as a young boy that pro wrestling was rigged. This system is rigged. The two-party system is rigged. And when it comes to the whole question of a central planned economy, the move toward wholesale world government, the utilization of the American military for globalist purposes that have nothing to do with the national defense needs as they were articulated in the Constitution of this country, becomes increasingly clear that a lot of well-meaning people, I want to emphasize the well-meaning ones like me, who are pulling the lever for this sort of thing, I voted for Ronald Reagan twice, for example, having no understanding. When I was reading National Review and Human Events, and up there as a college kid working for Reagan to defeat Ford and Carter, that ultimately what I was doing was working for the very forces that I thought I was opposing. Robert in Arizona, you're on the line for Charlotte Iserby. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say thanks to both of you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Just for a moment, if we could focus on solutions. So many times, you know, the clock runs out, and we're not able to focus enough on solutions. I'm a big advocate on Art Robinson's homeschooling.
Oh, marvelous, yes. Good.
And, you know, his program allows a person for, I think the last time I saw a price, it was around $200
mm-hmm.
for a kindergarten through 12th grade education that is self-paced, mm-hmm. and a parent doesn't have to be a brain surgeon to educate their child.
Right.
You just have to sit them down and let them go through the course a piece at a time, and some kids can get through it before they're 15 years old, and other kids can might take a little longer. But it allows for a person to become more self-empowered in their decision-making,
mm-hmm.
and they truly develop into adults that way instead of emotional children in an adult body, which is, mm-hmm. in my opinion, what a public school education system mm-hmm. does to people. No matter how you set up a structure like that, if it's centralized, mm-hmm. people get lazy and they let George do it, if
mm-hmm.
you pardon the expression.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mark Twain, I think, that said that mankind's greatest two vices were cowardice and laziness. And we seem to have that in spades today in this culture.
Right.
And if a bully is able to set up an organization and set an agenda, it just seems like everybody else gets in line and follows.
Right. The sheep.
And we've really lost the very central essence of self-government, which is what America was supposed to be all about. Was a bunch of self-actualized individuals in which everyone was literally, for all practical purposes, every person was a king.
That's right. Exactly. Now, that's beautiful. I'm really glad you brought that up, because what can you do about it? And really, the key is education. They've used education to take our country. It was through the schools, through nothing else. But the schools, because if you brainwash people to accept this, they can put it in. That's what happened. But this Robinson curriculum, I totally support the caller on this. Go on the internet, K-12. And also there's a wonderful book on the AmericanDeception.com, Matt James. He's a doctor whose children were all homeschooled. And it's called Homeschool Odyssey. We put that book up there. I really recommend all the parents interested in homeschooling go and read that wonderful book. We've had many, many hits on that book. It's been highly successful. And the caller, you might be very interested in reading that book, too. Matt James is a doctor. He's in his 70s now, and all his children, brilliant, went on to Stanford, if anybody wants to go to Stanford, huh? But when it was good, maybe, still is partially good. Hmm? But do go there.
All right. I have two other things to share. There is a wonderful book that gets into pretty much why the businessmen of this country, the industrialists, wanted to have a public education system by John Taylor Gatto. It's called The Underground History of American Education.
Great book.
It's a free book to download at his website, which is johntaylorgatto.com. And if you go to /underground, that takes you right to the book.
Yep.
And you can buy a hardcover copy, or you can read the whole thing for free online if your resources, financial or otherwise, are limited. It's a wonderful book because it points out that people that move towards a centralized system are people that are too lazy. They take shortcuts, and this was true of the industrialists. It wasn't that they were a bunch of communists. It was that
mm-hmm.
they wanted people who could be trained to work in their factories and not just work for 3 months so they could buy a pump or a windmill for their farm and then walk out of the factory after having a lot of money spent training them how to do something and go back to their farm and maybe never reappear or maybe show up in another year and work for 3 months. They were pulling their hair out because they wanted people that were dumbed down, basically to the level of almost a dog, that would stand there all day long and do his bit, as the English would say, and not complain, or at least not complain very loud. And it really is a true thing. I had the good experience of meeting a man whose father was the head of the public school system, such as it was back when they really went you know, big time back in just before the turn of the century, back in, I think it was the Boston area. His last name was Darling. And this character, this son of this person, who later became an armaments manufacturer, subcontractor basically to the big guys, he had the idea, he had a small factory and had a lot of employees, and he had the idea that the prevailing attitude up high in the military-industrial circles was that people were dummies, which is true because they made them that way. You know, our culture has made them that way. And they wanted to create weapons that you could just point and shoot that didn't require intelligence or 2 years of schooling. They also had to design very carefully things that could be assembled by people that didn't think very much, because a lot of employees were not as well-trained as they used to be. There has been a gradual slide downhill in manufacturing and everything because of this, which requires a few more bright people at the very top, but then everybody else down below is pretty much disregarded, unfortunately.
Robert, stay on the line, and we'll have Charlotte's response to that when Mark Dankos America comes back live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Charlotte Iserby. We'll be back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been with Charlotte Iserby today, a past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement in the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration, and talking with her about all of the incredible things that Charlotte brings to the table in regard to globalization and the New World Order, outcome-based education, the role of B.F. Skinner and his behaviorist ideology in bringing to pass something that is not in the educational interest of you or your children or of our country, but is in the interest of those promoting a corporatist takeover of our country and the corporatist move in turn toward a full-blown world government. You can find Charlotte's websites again at www.americandeception.com. Also at www.deliberatedumbingdown.com, and I'll be posting later at Breaking All the Rules News information on this broadcast, and specifically with some of these URLs that lead to Charlotte's incredible compendium of information. And while we have you in these final minutes, Charlotte, I wanted to ask you, certainly those who have figured out that something is wrong with the state-funded, state-controlled educational system tend to be folks involved with either homeschooling or some form of private or parochial school education. What do these folks have to watch out for in terms of a backdoor entry into those circles on behalf of the minions of the New World Order?
Well, they have to understand that the at the top, the public school educators like Marjorie Liddell, a very close associate of William Spady's, who was the Mr. Outcomes-Based Education, Mastery Learning, Direct Instruction. Don't forget, Direct Instruction, that's what they're using down in Texas. Under Bush, they did it. It's all over the country now. Direct Instruction is Skinner, and that's a reading program, right? It's Skinner. But anyway, what they have to remember is that this is the method. The vehicle they're going to use to take over all of the schools, public and private, is school choice. And Marjorie Liddell, Spady's close associate, she said it's not a question of two OBE or not two OBE. It's a question of privatizing public education. Now, folks, that's coming out of the mouth of an NEA type. How do you privatize public education? You take it over with public money. And that's what you have to look out for. Any school that accepts a penny through tuition, tax credits, vouchers, I don't care what, is going to be controlled through testing, through the national assessment, which I mentioned earlier, Carnegie-funded national assessment, all the ever since 1969 our kids have been having to take that, not having to, but, you know, groups in each state were taking them. But it's now mandated for everybody. And that 60% is politically correct. Environmental problems, sex ed, everything politically correct. World government. So watch out, you private schools out there. Don't take a penny. No charter schools. Charter schools are worse than public schools. They are, I call, taxation without representation at all. But now with the new restructure, and we're not going to have any local school boards anyway. So I plead with people, go to the websites, call me if you want. I'll give my number. If you have any questions, it's 207-737-4730, because I'm always happy. And, you know, I don't want to just get long conversations, but if I can help anybody, especially people who want to homeschool, I would like to help them.
That is Charlotte Iserby's contact information, 207-737-4730, americandeception.com, and deliberatedumbingdown.com. Thank you, Charlotte, for being on.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.